Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Signs of Life Radio. As you know, The Gathering is our discussion show, and Tom and Melissa Gould are here. Fran is here. I'm Bob Ginsburg. I'm here. Tonight, we're going to be talking about...
As far as I know,
I may be in several places at once.
I can
several
see.
Dimensions, and maybe in the hereafter as well. Or maybe this is a dream.
Oh.
And... tonight's show is sponsored by the Comlock Center. You can find them on the web at Comlock, K-A-M-L-A-K.com. And tonight's topic is going to be sense of presence. And that's open for interpretation, exactly what a lot of people call a sense of presence, different things, as we'll find out from this survey. You know, we posted a survey, as we do occasionally, on the web. And we usually get a lot of good responses. We had 201 people answer this particular survey. And some of the answers and the input that people gave were really fascinating. So we'll be talking about some of that stuff. Before we get rocking and rolling, I know there's a lot of stuff to catch up on. So, Fran, bring us up to date.
Not that much. It's pretty quiet over the summer months. But we want to remind our listeners to check the events page regularly on our website and to let you know what might be coming up this weekend on July 9th. We have two free events. One is the Visionary Explorers group. That's an online group that meets. And our Miami, Florida Afterlife Discussion group. Both of these are on Saturday at 2 p.m. They're both free, and you can get more information on our website or sign up for what you need to sign up on the website. You can also sign up while you're on the website. Sign up for our August webinar with Dr. Claude Swanson. New science helps explain the afterlife. Where is heaven? Many have already signed up and taken advantage of the limited free and discounted spots. The code for any free member seats left is HEAVEN. H-E-A-V-E-N, for those of you who can't spell it, and the code for the reduced non-member seats that may be left is Swanson, as in Claude Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-O-N. And we'll see you at the webinar on August 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. There are still commuter spots available for our annual July grief retreat, where only 50 guests come to spend a weekend in a beautiful and peaceful setting with like-minded people all learning that our loved ones are still with us. Since the rooms at Guest House are all filled, we have included in our event, on our event site the links to local hotels. Meals will still be included, but as a commuter, you will save money on the room. The weekend features spirit communication with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums Joe Scheel, Janet Nohavik, and Joe Peretta, working alongside our other professionals and facilitators. It also includes a variety of activities and small breakout workshops, all designed to heal. People have attended this yearly event from around the globe, and many return year after year for new and special experiences. But please be sure before making your reservations, as we must maintain a no-refund policy. Our first annual mediumship convention is all set for the weekend of November 11th through 13th. And again, like our grief retreat, we're enjoying an early round of reservations. Like our original afterlife conference, this is another first of its kind, a convention totally dedicated to the world of mediumship, run by Forever Family Foundation certified mediums, taught by Forever Family Foundation certified mediums, and spirit communication conducted by Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. Reservations can be made on our website, and as always, keep in mind our no refund policy before making your reservations. And please, please, please help keep all of our programs going by visiting our website and clicking on the donation button. It's on every single page. Because of the work we do not receive the grants and funding that other traditional nonprofits enjoy. You can also help us pay our bills by participating in iGive.com, Amazon.com, Amazon Smile, Great Nonprofits, and WellZoo. Visit foreverfamilyfoundation.org for all these links and events, information, and registration. And lastly, if you are a business interested in advertising on our show, contact us via email at businessmembership@foreverfamilyfoundation.org or call the office at 631-425-7707. Back to you, Bob.
And we're talking about, we're going to be talking about the sense of presence. And by the way, if any of our listeners have an experience that they would classify as a sense of presence and they want to call in, please do so. It's 1-888-627-6008. And when I think of the sense of presence, in my kind of narrow definition, I always thought of not having any tangible evidence, not perceiving anything with your known physical senses, but yet intuitively know something's going on. But evidently, a lot of people will have a much broader, you know, they consider any type of communication as a sense of presence, you know, whether that be seeing an apparition or a familiar smell or a touch and so forth. So, I mean, have anybody ever thought of it that way? I mean, were you thinking the way I was thinking about a sense of presence, or do you think of it more in the broad sense?
When I reviewed the program's topic tonight, I sensed it to be a knowing without anything else, just a knowing, like a warm hug. Like you just feel safe and comfortable and cared for. Mm. And to me, that's kind of the knowing. But as I read the topic on the email that all of our listeners should have gotten, at the same time, I'd opened up our sliding door to the backyard. And with that, a blue jay came up and onto the deck and hopped into one of the plants. I'd never seen the birds do that. And then a cardinal, of course, was right there too. So I was like, okay, these are a little more obvious signs, but those are my signs.
Yeah. Well, so as we go through some of these signs, you're going to see people wrote several of what you just said.
Good. I love that when other people also feel that spirit around them.
And then, you know, we're thinking in terms of life after death, but a sense of presence could be, you know, an intuitive thing. I mean, it's so, you know, somebody's going to call, so that maybe that's a sense of presence, right? It's a, you know, and what sense, you know, we keep talking about our physical senses, and we know that there's a lot more senses, so it's, you know, I know we try to classify it, but a lot of people use third eye, right, as a chakra point. Is that the third eye, Tom, is generally like an intuitive center?
Yeah, that is the communication with the other side is through that, your indigo in the chakra rainbow.
Mm-hmm. So that would be the same, theoretically, the same chakra point that you'd use for any psi-related stuff, like any intuition?
Yes.
You know, when we started the survey, we asked people, we wanted to get a feel for what type of people were responding. And it was some of the things, it was pretty much of an equal mix. We had people that were bereaved and had a recent loss, people that were not in acute grief but had experienced a past loss, people that just considered themselves to be intuitive, energy workers, you know, it could be Reiki or healing and so forth, and mediums. And so the first question on the survey was, have you ever sensed the presence of a person who was deceased? Now, before I tell you what the percentage was, I'm always kind of shocked, but then I realized that our audience is somewhat slanted. Because I don't know what they wrote, but in our survey, when we asked how many people have experienced a sense of presence of a deceased person, 83.5% said yes.
And that includes the people who claim to be mediums.
Yeah. 168 out of the 201 people said that they had, which certainly a lot of people would find astoundingly significant, but if we put the same survey in the New York Times, I don't know, what do you imagine?
Oh, 40.
Cool numbers, though. You'd end up with a better feedback.
Well, depending, the Times versus what else would you say? You know, Wall Street Journal.
Right.
Yeah, Times versus Wall Street Journal. Of course, you're going to get way different numbers, but I think there are a lot of closet people who believe in the afterlife, who have had experiences and don't talk about them, mm-hmm. and they read the New York Times.
Well, you know, it was also surprising. We asked, how many times have you experienced a sense of presence? Now, over the years, a lot of people have said to us that, you know, it's happened once and it's never happened again. You know, so I thought that we'd get a lot in that category. The categories were once, more than once, but rarely, occasionally, often, and frequently. Zero said once. So, you know, I mean, I found that surprising, you know, that evidently people that have a sense, you know, this sense of presence experience it frequently. You know, the biggest categories were, you know, occasionally and often. So, you know, that was a little telling.
Was there a definition provided to these people on sense of presence before you?
No.
Oh, so they could interpret it however they want.
And they did.
When Melissa was explaining before about the bird and everything, to me those are signs, but you can have a sense of presence along with a sign. So, you know, but clearly the sense of presence is the sense of presence. It's a sense. It's
right.
Not a visual attribute like a bird or a butterfly,
right?
Or something like that.
Well, that's the way I
yeah,
would,
but we know. Don't know.
Yeah, we didn't give a definition on purpose because we wanted to see where people were coming from.
Okay.
But perhaps it was that would have been a good idea.
So if we called it a sign, and then I go, oh, that must mean, you know.
Right. If you're seeing something and you're making it fit because it's
right.
a sign,
that makes
but
it,
there is
yeah.
this very distinct sense. It's like when you smell something, you smell it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a chocolate chip cookie and you recognize the smell, oh, I smell a chocolate chip cookie. Now, if nobody is baking in the vicinity and you smell this chocolate chip cookie, that's something that's impacting your senses mm-hmm. from very likely another dimension.
What if I sensed a presence and I was feeling, you know, the warm and fuzzy feeling?
Right.
And then my bird flies up.
Right.
Then
it makes sense.
Validating it almost.
But the bird is not the sense of presence. The bird is validating
right.
your sense of presence. Like, oh, you felt it. Great. Here's the visual for you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and the same thing with the chocolate chip cookie. Oh, you felt me around? Okay, here's the chocolate chip cookies I used to bake. Smell them. So we have what science allows us to claim is five senses. And then we have this other sense that nobody talks about except for us.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to start reading some of the responses that you have sent in and everybody that participated. So stay with us, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. So one of the questions on this survey was, describe what made you believe that a deceased person was near. And, I mean, let's go through these and let's see how we would characterize it as a sense of presence or, you know, an actual, you know, communication. First person says, TV turned off for 4 days in a row at the same time after my son transitioned this past year. The TV turned on for 4 days in a row when my father transitioned years ago. All in November, TV shuts down and turns back onto movies and scenes that my son and I loved. The smell of root beer, which was our son's favorite soda, and numerous signs, but not enough characters left, she wrote to describe. Got a lot of things going on there. I mean, that's, to me, is more than a sense of presence. That's a big hello, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's got a whole string of communication, which is EP. Much better than a sense. So that's what people are not grasping, is that that's so much better than a sense of presence, because a sense of presence comes with so much doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand the way they're thinking, a sense of presence. You know, here's my son, he's present, so this is a sense of presence.
Just mention, it could have come with this inner sensation that somebody's in the room with you.
Well, she did get the smell of the root beer.
Yeah,
right.
But that's still one of our five senses.
The sense.
Yeah. So you're seeing something, you're hearing something, you're smelling something, but now you also have this inner sixth sense that something's there.
I love that she recognized all of that and linked it to the...
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was cool that, you know, that... I mean, the odds are pretty strong against the TV turning on for 4 days in a row, but then the same thing happened with her father.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's, she's got a lot of communication.
Well, I think her father just shut off our connection to the studio.
Oh, really?
Oh,
letting
you know. Or maybe it's her son.
Her son.
Yeah.
He didn't like what we said.
Another person writes,
you go, I could shut off TVs, I could shut off computers.
Well done.
You know, what made you believe that a deceased person was nearby? Having them suddenly appear in my thoughts, seeing flashes of light and movements out of the corner of my eye. And then she goes on, you know, songs that remind me of them on the radio, watching TV, and having one of the actors say my father's name as one of the characters, and it was a rare name. Electrical appliances turning on by themselves. clock stopping at key moments and dreams. So pretty wide range of after-death communication.
Plus the dreams.
Plus the dreams. Now, this would be more that I would think that in the category of sense of presence, a person just simply writes a change in the atmosphere around me.
Right. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That
the
is
energy.
Exactly
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I mean...
That's very telling.
You know, a lot of people, you know, wrote that they have certainly just... And that could be... You know, that could be also, a psi-related thing, not connected to the afterlife. When you go in a room and somebody just had an argument and there's a lot of tense energy there mm-hmm. and you pick up on it. So, I mean, that's it may be the same genre of communication. Another one is, one time I was with my daughter and a dog went crazy, excited, just like she would be when one of us came home. She didn't look at us but passed us. This continued for about a minute or two. Another time I had a very vivid dream and felt so comforted afterwards as if I had one more moment with my loved one. So the thing about dogs and cats and we hear a lot, right? I mean, that yeah. they sure seem to see things that we're not perceiving. Mm-hmm.
They're not confined by the physical attributes of the world that we are.
Maybe we should do a survey for dogs and ask if they have a sense of presence. You know? They certainly do. My wife's favorite activity was gardening, and she maintained a sizable garden of veggies and flowers. After she departed, I maintained the gardens, which I also enjoyed. I often felt her presence while I was doing the gardening chores and felt she was thanking me for keeping it going. I have not felt her presence since I moved to a condo.
Wow. Oh, there you go.
She's back in the garden.
That's like a classic sense
yes.
of presence. He didn't see her, didn't smell her. He didn't.
But he knew she was there.
She was there.
I wonder if he just went to go work in a garden any place. Would she, that's his link to her, is this gardening thing. And,
yeah. And then... And you could say, you know, he moved to a condo, you know, he probably doesn't have his own garden, obviously.
Right.
So maybe the connection point, you know, or maybe she liked to hang around the garden because that was one of her favorite things, you know. So a lot of things could be going on there. One time it was a tall, dark figure, and I knew instinctively it was my husband. I asked, "Is that you, Michael?" And when sitting for a reading, it was validated, she means with the medium. So she saw kind of a nebulous figure that she couldn't identify, but instinctively she knew. That would be a sense of presence, right?
The instinct that she knew would be
yeah.
a sense of presence. The yeah. visual is great.
Mm-hmm. Right. But as opposed to, you know, seeing an apparition and recognizing somebody by their features. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what made it so cool, is that she had the sense that was him, and then she went ahead and questioned him, like, "Is that you, Michael?"
Right, and then she looked for corroboration through, like, going to a medium.
Yeah. Am I nuts? No, let me go to a medium. And make sure I'm nuts.
I can feel a tingly presence on some part of my body. That
works? Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Certain unique things... pop up as coincidences. You know, thoughts come into my mind, you know, and she goes on and on. But the point is, coincidences, I don't know whether or not that would fall into the category of a sense of presence, you know, but, you know, with synchronicities and things.
Right.
And, you know, I get an image of the person in my mind and some expression of them getting my attention, like a vibrant hello. Sometimes it's their scent, like my grandmother, whose scent is lavender, or my daughter, who shows herself as her face with golden light around her head. Sounds like, so she said, sometimes she gets images of the person in her mind. That's how mediums work.
Right. So she's got an open channel to her,
right.
directly to her loved ones. That's fabulous.
She's
getting communication. She doesn't need the sense of presence.
And she doesn't have to pay a medium.
Right.
I've had sense of presence before, not as much as Fran. You know, Fran seems to, she'll say to me all of a sudden, you know, there's somebody here, and she'll point to where that person is. I've never gotten stuff like that. Yeah. Have you, Tom?
No, not that specific, no.
And then does it stay, Fran, whatever you're feeling, or once you try to draw Bob's attention towards it?
No, it remains. It remains. And if it moves, like if it moves, if I'm in the house and it moves to a different room, I can tell you what room it has moved to, what they have moved to.
Wow. That's cool.
I don't necessarily know who it is, just that it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly a sense of presence. I mean, you can identify exactly, but you know.
Right.
Let's see. I have seen this person. I've also felt others' presence. I believe it is my guide, so strongly at times, always to my right. I have actually turned my head to look.
Huh.
Not the first time we've heard that. As far as positioning, I believe a lot of mediums have said that certain entities always appear, I can't remember, was to their left or their right, but do you remember that, Tom?
They say, oh, I see somebody standing right behind you.
Right. Yeah, I think in the process of information, quite a number of mediums have said...
They set it up themselves with their guides, like if it's on the left, it means this. If it's on the right, it means this. And I don't think there's a consistency across all mediums that the left means this and the right means that. I just think it's something they set up so that they know. Mm. And apparently the guides help them to learn that.
Is that what we've heard from some of our mediums?
Yeah.
That they have a screen and...
Yeah, I know Laura Lynn Jackson has it. She talks about a screen that appears. And she talks about the left side of the screen versus the right side of the screen. And it helps her organize whether it's a discarnate entity or whether it's psychic information and the relationship of the deceased person to the sitter. So, you know, they get it all set up by working with spirit.
She said, you know, she believes it's her guide. Do you ever have the feeling of having a guide or being guided, and how would you know that it's a guide as opposed to a deceased loved one?
I'm going to let Tom answer that.
And he thanks you for that.
Well,
his guide thanks.
I mean, I've been told by mediums that I have guides, that we all have guides. So, yeah, I can understand that, and. You know, you mentioned healing energy. I've been studying that a bit, and that is all through guides, as far as I know, that you're asking your guides to help somebody who's in pain.
Hmm.
And
it works.
Most of the time, your back still hurts.
Yeah, that was our long car ride.
Yeah.
But I have had some successes. I don't like to talk about it necessarily because I am certainly not putting out any shingles or stating that I'm any kind of psychic healer, but I've experienced how healing energy works. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because I have a horrible case of poison ivy right now. Yeah, is there anything you can do for me?
I
work on it tonight.
My guide dip you
we'll
in.
Report it.
I'm not telling you where it is until you start working.
And we'll report it to the next gathering.
No.
You won't have to. When you see it, you'll probably faint. Another person writes, it's feeling the presence of someone who passed away, usually pretty soon after. It was like a huge bubble or room full of air, which actually filled the room with their presence. Two or three times I've had to leave the room because it was so powerful and unnerving. Not really scary, just unnerving. My mother has had this experience also. You know, I can understand that if you have any sense of an overwhelming energy, it's hard to assimilate that. So, you know, you may have a little bit of fear that goes with it because you don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. I mean, if you're so acclimated to the material world and now there's something happening in that room that you can't see or explain,
yeah.
Yeah, it can rattle you, sure.
Now, before when you were talking about, Melissa was saying that, you know, she saw the birds, and that isn't the sense of presence, but then if you flipped it around and you all of a sudden in your mind jumps a name or something of a person, and then you see the birds.
Right.
And I'd have to say that that's happened to me more, you know, on the occasional to frequent.
Right.
That I think of, somebody comes into my mind, and then I'll get the validation. But can I describe how it felt, what the sense mm-hmm. was? I don't think I can do.
No, but see, isn't that a wonderful thing? See, that to me is such a wonderful thing, because you get this extreme feeling that a particular entity is around, and then, boom, you get that sign that's your sign. So it's your instant validation that, oh, yeah, I'm right.
Yeah.
Well, you think of it in terms of that you're thinking of the person, but you weren't thinking of that person on their own. That person was contacting you and imprinting the same way that a medium
was. That's a good word, Bob, imprinting. So maybe that's exactly what takes place, is they're imprinting, like this other woman said, the atmosphere, or they're imprinting the energy with themselves. That's what Tom all of a sudden feels, so now he knows it's the person, and boom, there comes the cardinal or whatever it is that was the sign from that person that validates the feeling.
Like our friend Dave Kanan, and he has the number.
Yeah, the number 41 pops up all the time. But I think that number 41 is so frequent that is it possible, and we can ask Dave when we see him at the grief retreat on July 22nd for all of our listeners. If he gets that 41 sign so frequently in so many different ways and shapes and forms, that has he lost the sensation of the sense of presence that might come with it?
Oh, well, that's a good question.
And you get numb to it.
Yeah.
I hate to think that. I would hope that you would get to be more aware that you could just recognize the sense. And go, oh, I've got the sense before any of the other stuff.
Right, but it's such a physical thing.
Yeah.
It's such a physical thing that if, you know, think about it, if you were bombarded with the sign over and over and over again, your senses would toss away to something that's not part of the five senses. I'm not going to bother with the sixth sense. It's too difficult to deal with. I'd rather see it, touch it, smell it, feel it.
Well, that's true.
Here are some that just what we're talking about. I heard and frequently hear a song on the radio that my mother and I agreed to before she passed. That would be a sign from her. I could hear clearly in my head what this person would have said in the situation at hand. The fragrance they wore. I asked for a sign and a particular bird flies by, you know, or a feather mysteriously shows up in an odd place. A sense of presence in the area, but hard to describe, an invisible feeling.
Yeah.
That pretty much sums it up. Another person simply says, they touched me. There are quite a few things, sense of smell, an intuitive feeling in seeing their actual presence. Since the passing of my sister many years ago, I have researched and studied to learn how to try to communicate with my family on the other side, and I'm still learning to quiet my mind. One person writes, I sensed a slight change in the energy of the room. I also began to see entities in their energetic form around this time, so I also was able to visually confirm their presence. When spirit is in pure energy form, it's very distinct and unmistakable, but not everyone can see it. Pretty good description, I think.
I agree.
Yeah.
I have found physical connections, found coins, birds. If I speak of deceased ones and the back of my neck hair stands up, they're there. That is, there's like a barometer.
Yeah.
I've had them ask me to share messages with someone that I am with. I had one spirit fill me with their emotions so that I would cry and hug their daughter eyewitness that I transformed.
Ooh.
Person writes, there was a sudden and overwhelming knowing that my father was standing next to me. There was someone else in the room with me, but the feeling of my father's presence was so powerful that I suddenly stopped talking to the other person and called out, Daddy, what is it? What's wrong? I later found out that a family member had just died.
Wow. That's a true sense of presence, though, and he was there for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, lots of times we hear accounts where the actual deceased person shows up, you know, to let the person know that they passed. But here, her dad is the messenger.
Right.
So, we have a ton of these. There's plenty more. We're going to go to a break. We'll come back. We're going to continue the messages that you've sent in to us. So stay with us. Be back in a few minutes.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's KAMLAK.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio, 1-888-627-6008. And we're talking about sense of presence and signs, and we're reading communications that you sent in during the survey, and some of them are quite interesting. Let's see where we left off. Lights flashing on and off, TV turning on and off, volume changing. Also a feeling of the person's personality. I could almost hear now how excited they were to show that they were well. A presence like someone entering your space. The sense of presence with this EVP, you know, stuff and manipulations of energy. Yeah. It's like a common theme. Sometimes a physical sense of their nearness, other times a smell, song, or object of nature. Depending on occurrence, I have known the person was passed on, others not known them. I've seen full body apparitions, not common for me, more when I was younger. I usually have strong feeling senses that heavily intrude and change my moods. So, you know, that. This sense of presence, but seeing a full body apparition, that's
an apparition.
Yeah, I mean, that's
right.
Yeah, the full manifestation. And sometimes people, you know, see faces, and sometimes people just see parts, and sometimes spirit is evidently able to manifest their whole physical image. You know?
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. Intuitive sense accompanied by a sensation of warmth.
That's the feeling I get, the warmth of, like, a sense of well-being.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too, I get an overwhelming feeling of joy,
mm-hmm.
which it was unusual for me. I mean, I remember early in our marriage, Melissa commenting that I always had a scowl on my face. And now, you know, I never would have walked away and say I had an overwhelming feeling of joy, and yet that I get that a lot now. Now that, you know, since we've become open to this, and that is the key. You open up and let it come in, and it comes in, and what it comes in as is joy for me, which is tremendous.
Well, that certainly makes sense. You know,
I have a question for Tom. Do you feel that it has something to do with living in the moment?
I think absolutely, yes. Yeah, the Eckhart Tolle has helped a lot in life in general. It's just, yes. I think because the scowl was always something that I wanted to happen or I was working towards and I wasn't getting where I wanted to go and you know, it was difficult or somebody was making it difficult, any number of reasons why the future thing was in jeopardy, and I was scowling about it, and then now I don't think about that. I do. I enjoy the moment more, and it has resulted in much better feeling.
So then could we say that if people would practice or try and retrain the way they live their lives to live it more within the moment, they'd be more open to communication?
Absolutely. In fact, even now, I work in education, and many administrators are going for PhDs and that sort of thing. They get these little buzzwords, and the buzzword now is mindfulness. I hear it a lot. I have a colleague whose PhD research is mindfulness, and that is living in the moment, is to be mindful of the moment, I'm glad to hear that it's becoming into the mainstream of, especially administrative thinking, because to me, administrative tells is more the antithesis of where we're going. And to hear mindfulness being brought up in that realm is fantastic.
It is a good trend. I mean,
maybe we could send it down
20 years ago, if you said, let's practice mindfulness, I mean, some of the principal might have said, time out. What are you talking about? Well, you know, one of the things that we were really interested in with doing the survey is what we just were touching on. How did your sense of presence experience make you feel? Because that's what it's all about. And you're going to recognize some of these. You know, one person said, comforted, at peace, giving hope. It gives me a spark of light, an ember, a nugget, and a light of hope, even for a moment. It takes my breath away and makes the knowledge that they are still here very real. It's one thing to believe it, have a dream, or have it be a mental contact. It's another when something physical happens that validates it. I feel comforted and loved. I feel like I have real and ongoing relationships with my loved ones, even though they're not here. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Comforted. Another person writes, very, very comforted. I wasn't really alone, and my loved one was with me. So grateful and calm and restoring of my faith in life after life. Again, comforting. This just keeps coming up, comfort.
Yeah.
It happens either when I'm sad or alone or in deep thought about something. Expanded, happy, another person writes. Always a feeling of wonderful peace. Pretty much what you were just saying, Tom. Mm-hmm. It brought me a sense of comfort and peace along with the power of their love. More confident and not alone. Wonderful, happy. It's so gratifying and comforting. It makes you realize there is a continuation after we leave here. Life does not cease to exist, and we will all be together again. This person writes, first time was scary. My partner was present and validated the experience. I believe the living are clueless to what's really real, so we get caught up in our heads with theories, semantics, and senseless arguments that we miss all the answers and clues from the other side. The few who are paying attention are called crazy. Always shared.
Yeah,
you get a star.
Yep. Right on the money.
I get that person on the phone.
I can see this being like a commercial on television and just all these people expressing how they felt, not saying what it's linked to. And everybody watching would be like, what? What is it?
What are they smoking?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Or what are the dangers? What are the dangerous side effects?
Where do I buy this?
Yeah.
It's legal in Colorado.
If you're strong enough for an operation.
Another person writes, reassured, comforted, certain that consciousness survives death. I felt like I was not alone. Comforted and curious as well. I have been intuitive since I was a child, and I've always been interested in the afterlife. How many times have we heard comforted, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not alone. That's the thing. Connected and comforted.
Well, just think, when you lose someone, there's that sense of loss and separation and sadness, and now you're getting all of the reverse.
Right.
So it's healing. It's a healing sensation.
Yeah.
I felt like they wanted me to know that they are there with me in this life. It was a good, comforting feeling. Again, very comforted, never afraid, extremely happy and content. Like they had visited me and cared, and that they were okay, but that their world was inaccessible to me. But one friend asked me if I wanted to be with her, which was like a personal challenge, as if asking me if I wanted to keep living this life. She was always a straight shooter, and she said this to make me evaluate my feelings.
This was someone in spirit asking the person in the physical?
No, her friend.
Her friend on the physical
In the physical.
Okay.
Asking her, you know, which is a valid question, you know, because a lot of people in grief, all they say is that they want to join their loved one in the past, you know, so you kind of, it makes you evaluate.
I'm sorry, what did this person respond
to? Well, she just, you know, she thought it was... I don't know what, you know, she said it was like a personal challenge asking me if I wanted to keep living this life. I guess a friend was trying to shake her up or wake her up, you know, that you have something to live for. And, you know. So, she didn't give much more information than that. I felt stunned or shocked at first because I thought it was my mind creating a hallucination or I was having a psychotic episode. But it became quite clear that it was a real experience, especially when another person was witnessing some of the experiences and I was able to verify what I had experienced. So certainly can relate to that, you know, that we see it all the time, right? That everybody questions, am I crazy?
Exactly.
You know, your whole world just didn't happen, and now it's happening and shakes you up. Another person writes, with my mother, it was amazing and healing. She was white light, and I felt like I was in bliss for months after the experience.
Months.
Yeah, nice.
Happy and comforted that they were trying to communicate. She said, I was frustrated with myself that I couldn't experience more. That's legitimate. You know,
sure.
That you want more. Glad to see them and feel their presence. Felt good. It was reassuring that my beloved pet was checking on me.
Mm.
You know, so that extends. So, I mean, that's the real, purpose, as we constantly talk about, like a broken record. But you know, when people start opening up and sharing, more and more people can get relief. And you said jokingly about where do I get this? How could I do this? Whatever. But it's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And can be life-changing without medication and, you know, and without therapy. And yeah, but, until more of the mental health professionals, you know, buy into this and until it becomes acceptable to talk about things without, you know, the media snickering, you know, I mean, we're always going to have these challenges.
I think Melissa has a question to ask.
No, I don't.
And talking
that
about the
feeling.
Sense of presence, like what do you do if the sense of presence lasts more than 4 hours?
Right. Yeah. Right. Good, Melissa. Do you want to, can we cut that into a commercial? If the sense of presence lasts more than 4 hours, please see your physician immediately.
Please shout it from the rooftop.
That's what I was saying.
Is what we need to
everyone.
Do. Tell everyone. Even if it lasts 2 seconds,
that's
tell
right.
everyone.
That's
because
right.
it's more and more and more important each day that we talk about this stuff.
Yeah,
right.
To share.
Well, we thank everybody for participating in the survey. You know, we could read more of these on another show, but we'll have more surveys to participate in, and we appreciate your patronage.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe some of our listeners will have a topic they'd like to hear.
Yeah.
Pursue.
That's a great, great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we are going to ask our listeners to please join us in our Healing Energy Circle prayer. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from our own participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind as we visualize the healing light upon Karen Gould, Stanley Mullen, Glenna Irwin, Michael Tim, David Haith, Marianne Pierzga, Donna Mello, Matt Mello, Fred Feinstein, James Rafferty, Doreen Malloy, Diane Archangel, Joan Lipke, Isabel Ginsberg, Joanne Gerber, and Vince Mataya. Now let us as one consciousness give our energy of loving thought by praying like this. To love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment. And now it's time for us to say,
our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.